Hilchos Tumaseichlin, chapter 14. This chapter contains 17 halachas. In the previous two chapters, we discussed the laws of water and other liquids which are capable of rendering food susceptible to tumah. The liquid has to be removed from its natural source by design and by desire. And we discussed the details of when the removal from the source is considered by desire and when not. Here we discuss the laws of how the liquid touches and makes wet the foodstuff that is going to be rendered susceptible to tumah. This also must happen by desire of the owner of the food. And so here we discuss the laws of when making the food wet is done by design and when it is not. Halacha Aleph, Peiris Sheyared Hadelef L'Teichon, fruit in which water that rainwater that runs off the roof fell into the fruit. The ervan kedeshe yisnagvu, and he stirred the fruit around so that the water will spread out over the entire fruit, and it'll be spread thinly, and the fruit will dry quickly. Loi hukshiru, the fruit has not been rendered susceptible to tumah, because even though he intended to spread out the liquid, he did not intend the fruit to get wet. On the contrary, his whole act here was so that it will dry more quickly. Halacha Beis, Hamala Peirosav Lagag, someone who takes his fruit up to the roof to spread it out, Mipnei Haknima, because of the worms that are in it, and when the fruit warms up on the roof there and begins to dry, the worms will crawl out of the fruit, V'yarad Aleim Hatal, and the dew descended on them, Loi Hukshar, it has not been made susceptible to Tumah, because he did not intend for it to become wet. If, however, it was also his desire that in order to preserve their freshness and they not dry out entirely, he desired that dew fall upon it, then they have been made susceptible to tumah. Therefore, if one whose intention is of no account, such as a deaf mute, an idiot, or a child before bar mitzvah, he was the one who took him up to the roof, even though it was their intention that the dew should fall upon it, the fruit has not become susceptible to tumah, because according to Torah law, their acts are considered acts. However, the only act that he performed there here was to take it up onto the roof to get rid of the worms, v'ein lahem machshava, but what they have in mind is of no consequence, and since by their act they didn't put it in the dew, where it was only that the dew fell by itself, their intention for the dew had no effect, afilu midivrei soifrim, even concerning matters that are by rabbinical prohibition. Their acts are considered acts even where Torah law is involved. Their thought is not, or intention is not considered intention, even where rabbinical law is involved. Hofchu behem ktanim al hagag. If, however, the children under bar mitzvah spread them out and turn them all about on top of the roof, showing that it was their desire that they become wet with the dew, harei elu mukhsharim. Then when they become wet with the dew, they are rendered susceptible to tumah. Shem hoisa machshava shel katan nikares miteich maisav. Because here in a case such as this, where the intention of the child is obvious because of his acts, machshavtei megalus midivreyam, then his intention is of consequence by rabbinical decree. So by rabbinical decree, since they did not merely leave it there and express a desire that it become wet, but they actually positioned it in such a way that it should become wet, then by rabbinical decree it has become susceptible to tumah. Halacha Gimel, Hamailas Huagudois, someone who takes up bundles of vegetables, ves hakatsiyos, or clumps of dates, ves hashum, or garlic, lagag, he takes it up onto the roof to dry it out, bishvil sheyamtinu, in order that they should be preserved and remain edible for a long period of time, That was his intention. Meanwhile, v'yorad aleihem hatal, in the morning the dew fell upon them, loy hukshiru, they have not become susceptible to tumah. Ve'ein oimrim, and we do not say, hoyil v'akvil yoidim sh'atal yoidit, since everybody knows that the dew is going to fall upon it, it's not possible to leave it on the roof without its getting wet. The fact that he put it up on the roof is as if he had intended it to become wet. Because he had no desire of having dew on it. The sole purpose, his sole intention in putting it up on the roof is so that it should be preserved. Halacha dalet, hamoylech chitim litchaim, someone who was carrying wheat to the mill to grind it, v'yardu aleihem kshamim, and rain fell upon it, im samach, if he was satisfied with the fact that they had become wet, because wheat that was wet before it's ground comes out with a cleaner and a whiter flour, then they have been rendered susceptible to tumah. Hoyu zeisav nesunim bagag, if he had his olives up on the roof, v'yardu aleihem gshamim, and rain fell upon them, so if he was happy about it, he didn't intend for them to dry out, he wanted to press them later on, and if he was happy about it, because it'll be easier to squeeze them now, they have become susceptible to tumah. Hachamorim, shahayu oivrim banahar, donkey drivers who were going through the river, v'naflu sakehem b'mayim, and the sacks that they were carrying on the donkeys fell into the water, v'helum, and they took him up out of the water, im samchu, if they were happy by the fact that whatever was in the sacks became wet, huchshiru haperis v'hamayim sh'al ha'sakim hinam plushim b'rotzein, then the fruit that's in the sacks has been made susceptible to tuma, and the water that comes up with the sacks is also removed by desire and can now render food susceptible. Sharei samchu, because they were satisfied, they were happy with the fact that the fruit had become wet and now will be freshened up. Halacha hei, sak shehu molei zeroinim, a sack full of seeds, v'nosen al gabi hanohar, and the sack was standing right next to the river, but not actually in the water. Oy al piha boir, or was standing near the edge of a well. Oy al hamailas hamaira, or on the steps that lead down into the water in a cave. Vishavu, and they absorbed water, even though they didn't touch it. They absorbed water, however, because of the moisture that's present in the air. Huchsheru, they have become susceptible to tumah. Halacha vav, chavis shehi maleya peiris, shenosna b'seich hamashkim, a barrel that was full of fruit, and he immersed the barrel into some liquid. Oy maleya mashkim, or the barrel was full of liquid, shenosna b'seich hapeiris, and he put the barrel into a pile of fruit. Vishavu, in either case, the fruit absorbed liquid. Huchsheru, it has become susceptible to tumah. Be'elu mashkim amru, which liquids do we refer to here? Ba'mayim u'bayayin u'bechoymetz. In all of these cases of absorbing without actually touching, this refers only to water, wine, or vinegar. Aval shar hamashkim, but the other four of the seven liquids, ein mishoavin minacheres kedei sheyachshiru haperish shebetzidam. We do not consider them capable of being absorbed through clay or through the barrel in order to make the fruit on the other side of them susceptible to tumah. We do not consider that the other liquids can be absorbed in such a manner. Halacha zayin, haroi de paschama, someone who removes a hot loaf of bread from the oven, v'nosna al pichavis shel yayin, and he put it near the opening of a barrel full of wine, in paisa paschitim, if it was baked out of wheat flour, loy hukshira, even though a hot loaf of bread will absorb the vapors of the wine near the wine barrel. We are talking here, of course, about a loaf of bread where the flour was kneaded into dough using fruit juice. If it was kneaded out of water, of course, the water with which it was kneaded rendered it susceptible to tumah. So here, it had not previously been wet with water. Now it's put near the opening of the barrel. So if it was paschitin, if it was a bread that was baked out of wheat flour, lo yuchshira, it has not been made susceptible, because wheat flour bread does not absorb great quantities of the vapors and does not become wet. However, if it was made out of barley flour, it has been made susceptible to tumah, because barley flour does absorb great quantities of liquid. So also, if the wine, the law will apply if the wine was tamei, if the wine was a tamei, and now we're talking not only about rendering it susceptible to tumah, but making it tamei also. So if the bread was out of wheat flour, tahoira, it is tahor, because it has not absorbed any of the tamei liquid. And if it was made out of barley, nitmiya, it has become tamei, mipnei shoava mashkim tamei, because it absorbed liquids that were tamei. Halacha ches, hamerabit says beisoy, a person who has a house with a natural floor on it of stone and earth, and when it becomes dry, dust keeps rising up from the floor, so he spreads water on the floor of the house so that it'll be damp and no dust will rise. Vinasan beichitim, and he put wheat, kernels of wheat into the house, v'tanenu, and they became wet, imachmas hamayim hukshiru. If they became wet because of the water that was on the floor, then they are mukshir, they are susceptible to tumah, v'imachmas hasela. If, however, they absorbed moisture out of the rock of the stone floor itself, loy hukshiru, then they have not become susceptible to tumah. Hamachabri says, ksusei bareva, if someone was washing his garment in a large washing trough, v'nosan bachitim, and afterwards he put wheat into the trough, v'tanenu, and they became wet, imachmas hamayim hukshiru. Here, we will follow, there are several explanations of this Rambam, which is not in accordance, apparently, with the wording of the Mishnah. We will follow the Ravid's explanation here. Imachmas hamayim hukshiru, if he put the wheat in there because there was water in the trough and he wanted them to become wet, hukshiru, they have become susceptible to tumah. The imachmas huareva, but if he put the wheat in there not because he wanted them to become wet, but simply because the trough was a container and that was the container he desired to use, that was the best container for him to collect the wheat in, and he had no desire about the water, loy hukshiru, they have not become susceptible to tumah. Halacha tes, ha-toymin peiris b'choil, someone who buries fruit in sand, k'dei she-yartivu, in order that they should become damp, moist, hukshiru, they have become susceptible to tumah. Sand generally has some moisture absorbed into it, and he put it there so that the sand will make the fruit moist. Hatoimein batit hanoguv, someone who buries the fruit in a dried out clay or mud, if there is sufficient moisture there so that it is actually wet, hukshiru, then the fruit has become susceptible to tumah, vimlav, and if there is not such moisture there, like hukshiru, they are not susceptible to tumah. Halocha yud hamerabeitz, as granoi, someone here again who spreads water on the floor of the threshing place where he stores the wheat so that the husks and the chaff do not raise dust. He does not have to worry that the wheat will become susceptible to tumah. Even though later when he puts the wheat there, there may still be some liquid there, he doesn't have to worry about it. Im tananu boy, if he put the wheat there, the wheat became wet with it. And even though later on he is happy about the fact that the wheat became wet, nevertheless he did not put the water there for that purpose, and he does not have to worry about it. Someone who is gathering grass, while there was dew that was falling on the grass, he gathered up the grass, lachapis behem achitim, to cover the wheat with this grass, and he intended that the moisture present in the grass will keep the wheat fresh. And the moisture that's naturally present in the grass, of course, is not one of the seven liquids. It does not render food susceptible to tumor. Meanwhile, however, the dew was here also. Loi hukshiru, the wheat has not become susceptible to tumor on account of the dew, since he did not intend to put the dew here. Vim niskaven lekach, however, if it was his intention to remove the grass with the dew so that the dew would make the wheat damp, hukshiru, then the wheat is susceptible to tumor. Halacha Yud Beis, Hamerabit says, Beisei B'mayim Tmeim, someone who sprinkles water that's Tameh onto his the floor of his house to keep the dust down. V'nasan Bay Shibolim V'tanenu, and he put stalks of wheat there, and they became wet. Im Yesh Aleha Mashke Tefeach, if there is a sufficient liquid on them now so that they are actually wet, Harei Elu Tameim, they have become Tomei, Vim Lav, and if there's not that much liquid, Tahoirim, they are Tahor, they have not become Tomei, because the amount of liquid that they absorbed is not of significance. Halacha Yud Gimel, Hanoyer, Aguda Shal Yerek, Shehoyu Alea Mashkim, someone took a bundle of vegetables, bundle of greens that had some liquid on it, and he shook it out to shake the liquid off. V'yardu mitzad ha'elyon letzad ha'tachtein, and the liquid had been only on top, and by shaking it, the liquid was distributed and now came down to the bottom. Loi hukshir, nevertheless, even though the bottom has now become wet by his shaking, it is not susceptible to tumah, because his purpose in shaking it was not to wet the bottom, it was to remove the liquid entirely. Halacha Yud Dalet, Hamayla Sakim Beleim Peiris Min HaNohor, someone who raises up sacks full of fruit out of the river, V'nosnam Zel Gabi Zeh, and they had become wet, not by his desire. Now he pulled them out, and he piled them up, the sacks, one on top of the other. Huchsha HaTachten B'mayim Sheyardu Loi Min HaElyin, and now the water is all running down from top to bottom, and the bottom sack is collecting water that ran down to it from the top sack. Since it's obvious when he piles them up that way that the water is going to run down like that, the fruit in the bottom sack has become susceptible to tumah on account of the water that ran down into it from the top. Shaharei b'rtzoinai hiniach zeh al gabi zeh, because it was by intention that he piled them up that way, knowing that he could not do so without the water running down from top to bottom. Halacha tezvov, hanefeach ba'doshim lebotkamim heimyo, for someone who blows onto lentils to examine whether they are will make a good soup, whether they're good for cooking. In order to make a good thick soup, they have to be capable of absorbing lots of liquid. So he blows on them to see whether the moisture in his breath will be absorbed rapidly. Veheziu, and some moisture from his breath condensed upon the lentils, and it appeared that they were sweating. Hukshiru behevel piv, they are rendered susceptible from the to tumor by the condensate from his mouth. Mipnei shehu mitel d'samayin, because this is considered as a secondary byproduct of water, as we learned in a previous chapter, in chapter 10. V'chein ha'oichel shumshamin be'etzban, so also one who eats poppy seeds with his fingers, that is, the poppy seeds are spread out, and he licks his finger and moistens them, and then when he touches the poppy seeds with his finger, some of it comes out on his finger, comes up on his finger. The poppy seeds are rendered susceptible to tumah through the liquid that's in his mouth and that's upon his finger. Halacha tez zayin, noshach be'oichel, if someone bit into some food, v'nofal ho'oichel, and the food fell down from his mouth, harei hamashke sh'al ho'oichel sh'loi l'rotzein. The liquid that is on the food that fell down is considered not having become wet by desire. And this liquid does not render that fruit or any other fruit susceptible to tumah. And the reason for this is that a person does not desire his saliva to make the food wet until the food is actually in his mouth. Zaysim Pitsuim, if he was eating olives that were split open and there was a small amount of moisture on them, Usmarim Retuvais, or dates that were very fresh and moist, V'chol Shehu Roitza Lomitzes Garinosoi, or any other fruit in which he desired to suck out the little bit of juice that was in the seed, V'nafal Mipiv, and this fell out of his mouth as he was doing so, Harei Hamashke She'olom Berotzein, the liquid that's on it, even though that saliva of his mouth is considered to have made it wet with his desire, since he desired to suck out the moisture of the seed, and it's impossible to do so without getting it wet with saliva. Hoye oichel zeisim neguvim, if he was eating dried olives, utemorim yeveshois, or dried out dates, v'chol she'enei roitze lomitzes garinosei, or any other fruit in which he has no desire to suck the seeds because the pit or the seed in it has no liquid to suck out, v'nofal mipiv, and this fell out of his mouth, hare hamashka sholom shaloi beratzein, the liquid upon it from his mouth is not considered to have made it wet with his desire, because he does not desire to have it wet with saliva before he's finished eating it. Halacha Yud Zayin, Olshin Shaliktam. Olshin is a green herb, a leafy vegetable that's bitter, usually translated as chicory. Shaliktam la behema, usually it's not eaten by human beings, it's given to the animals to eat. So if he gathered it to feed to the animals, it's not a human food and not susceptible to tumah. Vehadicham, and he washed them off, so they had become wet. So we have already learned that this making them wet before he had in mind to use them for human food, it does not make them susceptible to tumah. Vechishav aleihem la'odam achakach, and afterwards, after he had washed them and dried them, he had in mind that he would use them for human food. Kvar beyarnu, so we have already stated the law in this case in chapter 3, that now that he has thought about them to use for human food, and they have become a food, a substance, they have to be made wet a second time. If, however, he had not thoroughly dried them in between, and there still was a sufficient liquid on them to make them wet, when he decided in his mind to use them for human consumption, harei elu mukhsharim, then they are susceptible to tumah because they are still wet from the first time, and this is sufficient for the second time.